Welcome, everyone, to Family Talk. It's a ministry of the James Dobson Family Institute, supported by listeners just like you. I'm Dr. James Dobson, and I'm thrilled that you've joined us.
Welcome to Family Talk, the broadcast division of the James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Gary Bauer. I'm Senior Vice President of Public Policy and Culture here at the Dobson Policy and Culture Center. This is a special show. It's a very important show. It's a show that is incredibly important for Christians in America. This is a moment where we need tremendous discernment and we need leadership to help direct us about what God tells us, what the Bible tells us about events that are unfolding right now. In the last couple of years, we've seen an explosion of anti-Semitism around the world. So we wanted to figure out at JDFI, how do we address this poison, this heresy that's spreading even among fellow Christians? And of course, there's no better person to address this than our friend and colleague, Michelle Bachman. You know her, I assume, but just let me briefly remind you, she's got a resume that could take the entire show, and I know she doesn't want to do that, but she's a former member of Congress. She serves on the James Dobson Family Institute Board of Directors, where she gives us incredibly good counsel. She has been a friend of Israel for decades and been a strong voice against the poison of anti-Semitism. So, Michelle, let's get right to it because time is precious. You and I talked a little bit about this last night. We're all familiar with why the left is anti-Semitic and anti-Israel, but why do you think that all of a sudden we're seeing prominent individuals on the right and even some pastors suddenly embracing not only opposition to Israel, which is something we can all disagree about, but more specifically, embracing anti-Semitism and hatred of Jews?
Well, Gary, thank you for having me here today. This is an extremely important topic. In fact, in my opinion, this is the issue, the front burner, front and center issue that America is facing today. It is happening at lightning speed, almost like a blitzkrieg level of speed. And let me explain how. When I was in the United States Congress between 2006 and 2015, Israel was a bipartisan issue. I could have a conversation with Nancy Pelosi or any of the Democrats about Israel because we were all on the same page. The United States of America was full-throated in our support of Israel. We didn't necessarily agree with everything Israel did all the time, whether it was a Republican president or a Democrat president. We weren't always on the same page. We had conflicts, undoubtedly. But when it came to the basic understanding, I believe, Gary, that because America was essentially a Bible-believing country, that people we at least had a foundation of biblical understanding, and whether people were Democrat or Republican, generally speaking, they were attending Christian churches. And so there was a basic understanding, if you had all read the Bible, or if your pastor was preaching from the pulpit, that God is for Israel. And therefore, we should be for Israel. And God was for the Jewish people. We have a Jewish Messiah. And therefore, we are for the Jewish people. We're for a Jewish Messiah. So it's very, very recent, Gary, that the political structure on the left, the so-called Democrat Party, it's a party I no longer recognize. In less than 10 years' time, this political party, there's two parties in the United States, Democrats, Republicans, and the Democrat Party seems to be completely overwhelmed and overcome with anti-Semitism, with anti-Israel, anti-Jewish people. And this is even by people who are Jews themselves. They've turned on Israel and on support for Israel. It's a shocking level, even to the point, Gary, the listeners know that there was a huge election in New York City, and a man named Zoran Mandami was elected. He wasn't born in the United States. He was born in Uganda. He's a virulent anti-Semite. In other words, he's against Israel. He's against Jews. In fact, I saw a rabbi. I watched a video of a rabbi who sat down with Mondami just before the election. And Mondami said to him, the Jewish nation has no right to exist. There should be no Jewish nation. There should be no Israel. He was absolutely forthcoming. He's not trying to hide who he is.
This is really important because these people are very astute and very slippery. He'll say, well, it's okay to have a place called Israel, but it can't be, as you just said, it can't be a Jewish nation. Well, that's what Israel is.
You know, that's right.
The Jews were in Israel when, as I've said many times, Washington, D.C. was still a swamp. So, an actual swamp.
Nothing changes, Gary. Nothing changes. No, you're right. 3,500 years ago, it was God's idea to create the Jewish nation and to place them in a specific land. He pulled the first Jew, which would be Abraham, out of what was southern Iraq and told him to come to a land that he would take him to. And that is what is now present day Israel. And that forever, there's no expiration date, God is giving the land to the Jewish people. And it's the heart of the covenant. Because there's sin that entered the world and God reconciled man to himself through the covenant. And the covenant is fulfilled by the Jewish people coming into the land and a Jewish savior that we know as Jesus, Yeshua. He was born in that land and he lived a perfect life and he died on the cross for our sins and for the sins of all mankind that has ever lived. That's the essence of the story. And so isn't it interesting that the number one issue in the world right now is to attack the central feature of the covenant, and that's that the Jewish people, by God, were brought to this land, and he gave them that land forever, and that salvation would come out of the Jewish people for the whole world. And as a matter of fact, the Bible says that all families on earth will be blessed. Every family, anyone who accepts Messiah can be saved from their sins and can come into the kingdom of God and be reconciled with God himself. And yet what we're watching right now, Gary, is the greatest twisting of the Bible into a lie that I've ever seen. And it's coming into America. America is the number one nation that has the people who support Israel more than any other people on earth. That's the evangelical Christians in America provide the most pro-Israel support for the Jewish people and for Israel. And by the way, you know this, Gary, that this is also the largest base of support for Donald J. Trump. So this is a huge issue that now we're being attacked. The Democrat Yes. Party has completely given themselves over, and their leadership has given themselves over to an anti-Israel view, an anti-Semitic view. So when Mondami won, who embraces communism and he embraces jihadists, Islamic jihadists, there wasn't one National Democrat register any alarm over Mondami's election after he was elected.
Look, there are many prominent Jewish Democrats, including a number of them from New York State. They not only didn't go after him for his anti-Semitism, but many of them endorsed him in the primary.
Yes.
Where they had a choice of another Democrat that was, for liberals, relatively mainstream. But, this is a real example. The party is, they've either sold out on something that was always very important to them and or they're just cowards. I was thinking the other day about Kamala Harris. You could have picked the governor of Pennsylvania to be her running mate. And I was scared to death she would as a conservative because he would have probably delivered Pennsylvania. But he's a very articulate guy. But she couldn't pick him, and everybody knows why. He's a Jew, and she was afraid she would lose the Muslim vote in places like Michigan and Minnesota. So that's how far now all of this is gone.
Well, you're right. So we have two political parties in America, and one has been completely captured by an anti-Israel, anti-Jew, that's anti-Semitism, a Jewish hatred. So one political party in America has been completely captured by that view. It's almost unthinkable that it happened that fast. Like I said, I was in D.C., you're also in D.C., and I did not see anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party up until 10 years ago. And now this party has completely been captured to the point where you can't even have a Jew on the presidential ticket. And you can't denounce anyone who's an anti-Semite in that party, because then you'll be denounced. The party has gone so radical. But now the reason why we're here, Gary, is because now we're seeing there's an intentional targeting and an intentional creating of division, because God calls us to unity. He calls us to love. But there's an intentional targeting of disunity, the sowing the seeds of discord among those of us who are on the right. And so we might be described as Republicans. I'm not saying everybody on this who's listening to us, you have to be a Republican to be biblical, or you have to eschew Democrats. We're not here saying that. We're not talking about politics. We're actually talking about being biblical. Because there's an effort right now to turn people who are on the political right to an unbiblical viewpoint. And that's what's important. An unbiblical viewpoint has been completely embraced. It dominates the political left now in America. But now the right is being told with all sorts of lies. We are being targeted intentionally to adopt an anti-biblical view regarding Israel. So we need to be sober about this, especially knowing that the Bible says that in the last days, Israel will stand alone. There won't be one nation that will come to Israel's defense. And, you know, Gary, that has been hard for me to think when I look at the level of support in the United States for the Jewish people. We love the Bible, so we love the Jewish people. And so it's hard for me to think as a nation, we wouldn't come to the support of Israel. Well, if you figure half of America under one who identify with one political party, already the leadership of that party, not necessarily all the rank and file Democrats, but the leadership are anti-Semitic. It's Jew hatred. But now on the right, we have some of the most prominent conservative voices in America, almost out of nowhere, beginning this summer. In fact, I noticed it in July. These voices started raising, and I thought, well, they're just being crazy. They're just trying to attract an audience. But this is going so far that they're even invoking the name of Charlie Kirk, the tragic loss of Charlie Kirk in an assassination. People are even using his name and saying that Charlie Kirk was opposing Israel, and that's the direction he went. And so this weekend, his pastor came out, his former pastor, Rob McCoy, and his very good friend, Frank Turek, came out, and both of them said, this is not true. Charlie supported Israel. He loved Israel. He just didn't want to see America get involved in forever wars, and that's another issue.
Yeah.
But Charlie himself was pro-Israel, and he was for the Jewish people. In fact, he was one of the greatest defenders on college campuses. So we're being hit with lie upon lie upon lie. And the targets, we have to realize, our churches are being targeted to turn away from the Bible and turn away from support for Israel. The seminaries are being targeted to teach unbiblical truth to our pastors. We're being targeted through the political commentary out there today that's directed at the right, but our kids are being targeted. And this has been very effective, Gary. A lot of young people, the polling shows, they've been turning to Christ. Historic levels of Bible sales, historic levels of revival among young people and attending church for the first time. And yet, they are the ones that I think Satan himself is targeting. So they get an unbiblical view of Israel in support of the Jewish people. That's why we're here today, Gary, because we don't want our audience to be unaware of this intentional attack that's going on. And you and I talked about this last night, that this is intentional, and we know this. An article came out in May that demonstrated that an anti-Semitic nation, the nation of Qatar, which is an Islamic nation, they are the number one funding of Islamic terrorism in the world today. Qatar has spent upwards of $200 billion. I said that with a B, billion. In the last couple of years, they've spent upwards of $200 billion targeting us. Targeting us, our churches, our seminaries, our kids with anti-Israel views. They've already conquered one political party in America, the Democrat Party. Now they're going after the conservatives. They're going after the right. And that's why we're here today, Gary, to talk about this.
You're absolutely right, Michelle. Michelle is warning you about all of the areas that we need to be concerned about. I would specifically urge you to watch or look at or monitor what your young sons and daughters are looking at online, what influencers they're following. You might want to talk at the dinner table with them about issues like anti-Semitism and see if you see any or hear any signs that they may be getting influenced by people that seem to be mainstream conservatives, but who on this issue have really gone over the edge in a way that is dangerous. Michelle, I've heard from some parents in the last month or so sending me things that their son or daughter sent them from college, saying, "Mom, why do you always talk about Israel all the time? I learned the other day that," and then it would be one of these myths or one of these slanders. I mean, we're living in a blizzard of lies. It's 24 hours a day. So as Christian parents, we need to make sure that our sons and daughters are not being seduced by this. And as you said, Michelle, when a country throughout history goes down the road of Jew hatred, that almost always is a precursor to really horrible things happening in that country, often involving generally the loss of liberty. So this is a very important moment.
No, you're exactly right. And when you consider that it was about 25 years ago when the Twin Towers were destroyed by Islamic terrorists, that was New York City, and that was September 11th, 2001. And so we lost not only the Twin Towers, we lost Flight 93 over Pennsylvania. We also had another plane slam into the Pentagon. And when you think in 25 years, the population of anti-Semites in America was infinitesimal. You could barely register the number of Islamic citizens in the United States. It was barely noticeable. In 25 years, we've had a huge demographic shift in the United States. And probably the number one reason for the rise of anti-Semitism in America has been the demographic shift. We have people that have been coming into the United States for citizenship from anti-Semitic countries, countries that absolutely hate Israel. There could be no more anti-Semitic country than Iran, led by the Ayatollahs, or Qatar, the chief funder of terrorism in the world. There's 56 Islamic nations, and all of them are anti-Semitic, but we've had a huge influx of people into the United States holding virulently anti-Semitic views, and then having children here in the United States and advancing their views. Once they got on American soil, they didn't abandon their views. They didn't abandon what they believe. And so we're dealing with this. You see that in France today, in Spain, in Sweden. You see this in the United Kingdom, probably no better example. So the West is being conquered literally in Europe through anti-Semitism, through Jew hatred, yes, through people who hold those beliefs. Now we're seeing that here in the United States. And that's why we have to stand up. So we are not a people without hope. And I know here, Gary, you have a tremendous footprint across the United States with your voice and your program. And here God has placed me at Regent University. And so I have witnessed this rise of Jew hatred in the United States. And so we've been trying to promote as much as we can through young people to teach them about Israel, what the Bible says, and make sure with their youth groups that they are intentionally teaching their children, because the nation of Qatar is spending $200 billion here in the West, in America, buying up universities, buying up influencers on TikTok, buying up media newsrooms to have anti-Israel messages and pro-Islamic messages. So we would need to recognize the moment and not let the Israel haters take an inch of ground away from those of us who embrace what the Bible says, a biblical view of Israel.
Well, well said, Michelle. This has been a very important broadcast, and we appreciate you being available so quickly to do it. There's just a real sense that events are moving with lightning speed. You know, I think a lot of just regular liberal Jewish people in the Democrat Party recently have woken up and thought to themselves, how did this happen? What was I doing when my party went off in this direction? We now see this alliance of far left, almost Marxist ideologues joining with radical Islamists, and in cities like New York, actually being able to put together a majority to take over one of the most iconic cities in the United States. So, Michelle, thank you for all the work you do for our country and also in defense of Israel and your bold voice fighting anti-Semitism. Could I ask you to close us with a brief prayer that our nation would see the light on this issue and turn back to God?
Amen. Father, I thank you that in this moment, you are here, you are present. You have not abandoned us. Lord, you have not given us a spirit of fear. And so, Lord, we proclaim that you are God. There is none other. We stand with you and with your holy word, and we stand with your covenant and with your chosen people set in your chosen land for the purpose of redemption of the whole world. So, Lord, thank you for this moment. Let America wake up and let our pastors fill the pulpits with the power of your word. Let this revival, a moment in America, which we praise you for, let this revival moment be used to turn your people toward your word. And we thank you, Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Michelle. That was wonderful. And thank you for being with us here at Family Talk. Be with us every day as we help you navigate the challenges of family life and keep you informed as a Christian citizen. God bless you.
Well, Michelle's warning could not have been clearer. The rise of anti-Semitism isn't just a political issue, it's a spiritual battle that demands our attention and our action. You've been listening to a very special conversation today here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, featuring Gary Bauer, our Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dobson Policy and Culture Center, and the Honorable Michelle Bachman, a member of the Board of Directors here at the JDFI. Now, if you want to hear the complete uncut version of this important discussion, they recorded for nearly an hour on this topic of conversation, head over to Gary's podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. We had to edit this conversation that you heard today for broadcast time, but there's so much more valuable insight waiting for you when you listen to the full interview. You can subscribe to Gary Bauer's podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, when you go to drjamesdobson.org, or you can also find it on oneplace.com, Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever your favorite podcasts are platformed. Well, timely and courageous conversations like the one you just heard are only possible because of the faithful support of listeners like you. When cultural challenges emerge that demand a biblical response and a quick one, we can address them boldly and expediently because you stand with us prayerfully and financially. And right now, your partnership can have twice the impact. Thanks to the historic Dr. James Dobson Memorial Matching Grant, every gift you give through December 31st will be doubled up to $6 million. $1 million. This remarkable grant is an incredible memorial and a statement of confidence for the only organization entrusted by Dr. James Dobson to expand his work to new generations and geographies. When you give, you're advancing the causes Dr. Dobson championed all throughout his life: strong marriages, protection of parental rights, defense of religious freedom, advocacy for the sanctity of life, and most importantly, spreading the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. To have your gift matched dollar for dollar, visit our secure website at drjamesdobson.org/broadcast. You can also call a member of our constituent care team. They'll be happy to walk you through the donation process when you call 877-732-6825. That's 877-732-6825. Or if you prefer, you can send your donation by mail. Our ministry mailing address is Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, P.O. Box 39000, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80949. Well, I'm Roger Marsh, and on behalf of all of us here at Family Talk and the JDFI, thanks so much for listening today. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, the voice you can still trust for the family you love. This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.